If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy, what's today? Happy Tuesday night to you. It's good to be here. I'm going to be hanging out with you all for the next 4 hours, and it's good to be back from a holiday break. It's good to be back here on air, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is very, very simple. Rocket can. I'm back. The show hasn't gone anywhere. We all know that we've been through the holiday season. We've gone through Christmas, Hanukkah, Festivus. Did I say, what am I leaving out? Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate. We've even gone through a new year. I am here on the first show of 2023. And the Ghetto Boys are still playing. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm being joined by you, every single human being listening all across North America, every corner of the country, wherever you may be listening overseas, whether it's on the free Odyssey app, whether you're tuned in on Sirius XM 158, whether you are locked in CBSSportsRadio.com or listening on your local affiliate, I can't do anything but say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for locking in for another year. And we got plenty to do, plenty to talk about, and plenty to discuss. I'll say it again, and not necessarily for emphasis, but just for a matter of reality and a matter of being genuine. I hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth. I hope you're well. Wherever you are. Not necessarily the show that I look forward to doing when I'm back, but it's not a matter of how I feel or what I would like to do. I sat down like many of you all yesterday, you know, coming off of the holiday and learning about what took place with Monday Night Football. And we all know what happened with Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. And I'm just like everyone else, just even from about 24 hours ago, almost exactly 24 hours ago, just still trying to wait and see what's going on and what happens. And we know that accidents happen. They happen in life. They happen every day. They happen in your neighborhood. They happen in your home. They happen on your block. We know that cardiac issues happen just all over the place, all over the time. I'm sure some of us, some of you all listening to me right now have had experiences with such, whether it be yourself or others close to you or people that are far. It's a very different and very real situation when millions of people in the United States of America unfortunately witness a young man have a cardiac event and, you know, live on television. We learned even so much ago, a few hours ago, via his uncle, Damar Hamlin's uncle, who lived in Pittsburgh and drove out to Cincinnati, that he was actually resuscitated twice, resuscitated while on the field. And we saw the expressions of his players, his teammates, his fellow players, all of the players and coaches. And we learned he was resuscitated a second time when he got to the hospital. Josina Anderson, NFL reporter, here with us with CBS Sports HQ. It was only a little while ago that she shared information that she hears that he is doing better or improving. His uncle shared information in addition to telling us that he was resuscitated twice, that he is now, I guess the part of his breathing has improved, but he is still in critical condition. And so one thing that I won't do here on the air is speculate as to where he's doing or how he's doing or what level that he's doing on. I have not booked a doctor tonight. I have not booked a player. I have not booked a different perspective. We have heard so many perspectives over the past 24 hours about what has taken place, you know, what things might happen. I think we all saw what happened. He got hit in the chest by T. Higgins on a tackle, and he stood up and he went down, and he is still here with us now, and his condition is critical, and what may be after that is still something that needs to be sorted out. Some of the things that I do want to share with you are some of the comments that we have already heard from members directly involved in the NFL community. Ryan Clark did an amazing job on ESPN last night where we were to have a game. We know the game was postponed. There were a lot of conversations about, you know, whether or not this was a 5-minute thing. NFL told me you have 5 minutes, and we'll get into some of the other comments that I've even heard. The Skip Bayless tweet, it got people riled up, you know, last night as well, and he tried to, I guess, explain a little bit of what he meant earlier today, and we'll talk about that. But when you have someone who is in critical condition and you have a family just suffering and you go to see your son and you go to see your family, and we all know the risks related to football. You go to see your family, you go to see someone you love, someone you've rooted for, cared for, tended to, and they're in this position. And then a once in a lifetime event, a once in a generation event takes place. I feel for the family. So although we're going to go through plenty discussions tonight, and there's a lot of things else that happen in the world of sports. I'm sure by now you've heard about Donovan Mitchell and his 71 points. LeBron and Embiid and Doncic haven't been too shabby. We know that we have a national championship game set in college football for next week. And we've heard the rumors about Harbaugh sitting down. And, you know, I'll try to get into that in the most respectful way, but it's not at the front of my brain right now. It's hard for me personally to be overly excited about anything in sports. It really is. At the same time, amongst discussing all of these things, whether it is Skip Bayless and his comments, you know, whether it's the comments of anybody, the thoughts of anyone, I'm going to try to stay as positive as possible in having these discussions. Even in talking about DeMar Hamlin, I'm sure that you've already heard about the millions of dollars that have been raised, people just looking to support him and his cause and trying to help out and spread a little love to kids who may not necessarily need it. And so it's all about positivity. And we've heard words. I told you about Ryan Clark's words last night. Mike Tomlin is someone who is intricately familiar with DeMar, having known him since he was just an adolescent coming up in the city of Pittsburgh. And you know, even someone who I'm not necessarily always fond of, he even had some great words, real words, in Aaron Rodgers. And so, you know, as much as we are going to discuss this and as much as it's not the greatest thing and it's actually the worst of things, for this man and his family and his teammates and those close to his employ, we're going to try to be as positive as possible. Shep, it's good to be back here with you. And I have missed you, man. I'm looking forward to sharing some of these clips and these opinions and some of this audio, man. Thank you.
No, JR, thank you. It's a privilege and an honor to have you back. You have been missed by myself, by everyone at CBS Sports Radio for the past week and a half, and by, most importantly, our audience. And we're going to get a dissertation tonight from you, and I'm all ears.
Well, I also want to commend you for the amazing job that you did last night as well. I'm not going to sit here and say that I heard it, but I got a lot of good feedback on what you did. So kudos to you.
Thank you, sir.
Let's keep on rolling. I mentioned Aaron Rodgers. He was on Pat McAfee's show earlier today, and he talked about something that I think we all know about the game of football, but more intricately, those who play it know more. This is what Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee about what NFL players do today, not just for society, but for themselves.
At the end of the day, there's one thread that connects all of us, right? And it's that we know that we are the modern day gladiators, right? We are providing entertainment for the masses and doing something we love, but we're also putting our bodies and our future health on the line. And I think that's one thread that connects all of us, that we have a respect for what it takes to go out on the field and play, and the attention to this being a 365-day-a-year job and the stresses of physical health, mental health and emotional health that it puts on us, and that we put our bodies on the line because we love doing it, because we love competing, and we enjoy providing entertainment for people. But at the end of the day, you don't think these type of things are going to happen. And when it does happen, everything is thrown out. A rivalry, distaste for a certain team, whatever it might be that might separate you a little bit, that's all gone.
That all goes out the window. And that's from one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game in Aaron Rodgers. LeBron James was lighting it up in Charlotte at the same time that this event took place. He learned about this unfortunate incident with DeMar, I would say, in the locker room following the game, the win against the Hornets. And LeBron James, he put in his two cents as he was asked about it on what took place. And he talked about a player safety always being the first and foremost, and everything else being secondary.
It's definitely the right call by either whoever made that call, Roger Goodell, or whoever had an opportunity, the authority to make that call to suspend that. The safety of our players in all sports is always the most important. So, it was a terrible thing to see. And I wish, nothing but the best for that kid, for the city of Buffalo, for the franchise of the Bills, and like I said, for the rest of the NFL too as well, and also the Bengals that was there, and playing in that game. So I'm a huge fan of the NFL. I'm a huge fan of football, and you never want to see anything like that happen, even in the type of competition that they're playing in.
Yeah, and it's not as if DeMar is or was a superstar, star player, star athlete, at least not here on his introduction into the NFL. He started to occupy that starting safety spot when Micah Hyde went down with his neck injury. He's been serviceable from everything that I've read and seen over the past 24 hours, and even just learning who he is. I had no idea who this guy was until Micah Hyde went down, and he has certainly improved from what his coaches have said. He is a sixth round pick. He was selected number 212 overall in the 2021 draft. And we know that means there is no guarantee that he's going to stick around in the league. But the fact that he's already been here now going on two full seasons is pretty damn amazing that he's been able to accomplish this. He's from Pittsburgh. He went to Pittsburgh. He went to high school at Pittsburgh Central Catholic. And he grew. He's a highly touted prospect. And if you think about someone who's been highly touted or actually walked the walk and been the man in Pittsburgh, at least most times from a coaching perspective, that's Mr. Coach Mike Tomlin. And I always say, man, the way his players show love to him, he makes me want to go ahead and run through a wall. And Mike Tomlin addressed the media today from Pittsburgh, where DeMar Hamlin is from. And Mike Tomlin says, look, I have known this man since he was about 12 years old. And to see him grow is something that Mike Tomlin is very proud of. Take a listen to this.
Man, it's a really personal thing for me, being a Pittsburgher. And that young man being a Pittsburgher, I've known that guy probably since he was about 12. Just got a lot of respect and love for him as a human being, his commitment to the pursuit of his goals and dreams of doing what it is he's doing right now, which is playing in the NFL. And to watch him make personal decisions and make that a realization, it's just an honor to get to know young people like that. I had an opportunity to express that to him whenever I see him. We've played Buffalo each of the last two seasons, and he and I get to have a moment because it's just cool to not only appreciate these guys in terms of where they are now, but to know them since they were younger people and to watch their maturation, their development, to watch them, earn what they've been chasing. It's just really a cool thing, and he's an example of that. I got a lot of love for that young man.
Yeah, we know the implications of what the game was to mean. You got the Bengals and Bills at the top of the AFC. The Chiefs are in the mix as well. The Bengals were leading at the time of DeMar's accident. But from listening to Mike Tomlin, we know this. The Buffalo Bills still were and are in a position to compete for a championship. And hopefully DeMar is able to witness and see and feel and participate in any type of way in that as well, as we see and know that he is still in critical condition. And as difficult as this was to watch, Ryan Clark, who does an amazing job now for ESPN and used to play for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, he suffers from sickle cell. And he actually collapsed on the field, and there was a worry that he would also lose his life as he played up in Denver and then was no longer allowed to play in Denver, had to have his spleen removed because of his condition. He understands what it means to walk out onto a field and not necessarily, have a chance to get back on the field, let alone, unfortunately, what DeMar Hamlin is going through in addition to his family. And Ryan did an amazing, amazing job last night on ESPN, just putting into perspective, a real perspective, just what took place last night. I want you to listen to Ryan Clark.
There was no more playing again tonight, Eve. There was no more next play, because for DeMar Hamlin, there may not ever be a next play. For DeMar Hamlin, they may not ever be another breath. These men tonight, in all their years of football, saw something they had never seen. And I heard Lisa Salters talk about what they had to witness. Everybody is going through this right now. DeMar Hamlin's mother, Nina, had to come down out of the stands and ride to the hospital with her baby. Yeah, I know he's 24 years old, but it's never going to change what he means to her. This is about a brother. This is about a son. This is about a cousin. This is about a homeboy. This is about a teammate. This isn't about a football player. The lives of DeMar Hamlin and his family, the lives of the Buffalo Bills, the lives of the Cincinnati Bengals are forever changed tonight in a split second. That's how fast it can happen.
Yeah, you don't know. And we see injuries happen in football all the time. We know that injuries happen in football. We know that they will continue to happen. Unfortunately, what we saw last night, most of us have never seen happen to that degree. And so all the best and much love to DeMar Hamlin and his family as they have to deal with this. His teammates who move forward with what they have witnessed just right in front of their eyes. And his teammates who have to deal with this from an emotional and physical standpoint as well, as eventually they will get back to playing football, which is certainly not important as of now. The NFL released a statement as it relates to the game that as of now it has no rescheduled date, and that as appropriately everything right now is and should be focused on DeMar Hamlin and his current status and what his recovery might look like. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's good to be back. not under these circumstances to discuss this. So all the best and much love to DeMar and his family. The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. More when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. First day back. First day here. First day of the show for myself for 2023. And unfortunately, there's more important news than me being back. More important news, I said before the break, I'm disinterested in sports. As I sit in the studio and I got a college basketball game on, I'm on a sports station, I got the news on, I got the Bucks and the Wizards on. But my enthusiasm isn't there the same way after what we all witnessed last night. And right before we went to break, and the first time I've opened up a microphone here in 2023, you know, I shared with you not only my own thoughts, which is not too much, but to show love and support for Damar Hamlin and his family, but also some of the thoughts that have been shared by people closer to the situation, actual NFL players, former NFL players, Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Clark, a current head coach, and Mike Tomlin, who has known Damar Hamlin since he was 12. And I also want to share with you some of the beautiful things that have come out in support of Damar Hamlin as of last night. I will get to that shortly. Right now, I have the phone lines open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to someone who is calling from Buffalo. His name is David. David, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. First call of the year. Go ahead, David.
Hey, JR, appreciate you having me on, man. What a tough thing that was to watch last night. You know, so fired up for that game. It was going to be a huge game between two powerhouse teams in the AFC. They're playing some awesome football. And, you know, it seems like 100 years ago, man. I mean, today was a real long day. I've been a Bills fan my whole life. My parents had season tickets for a long time, especially in the Jim Kelly era. And, just such a tough thing, man, because, you know, this guy is the definition of, like, what Buffalo is. You know, he was a guy that was a sixth-round pick. He fought hard to make the team. I mean, the Bills have got some great safeties in Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. And, you know, this guy did everything right, you know, to get on the field, to make the team. And it hurts so much to see this happen to him. And we're just thinking of him and praying for him. And you know, Aaron Rodgers is exactly right. You know, whether it's the NFL, whether it's hockey, whether whatever sport it is, this is the modern day Roman gladiators, man. It's a different world what these guys put themselves through. It's not normal. That's why we think these guys are superhuman, and they're not at the end of the day. And just thanks again for having me on, man. Thanks for what you do. And looking forward to talking about things that are a lot more fun. And just, you know, thoughts and prayers are with DeMar and his family right now.
Absolutely. Thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. And many players just sharing positive words. There's no way that I'd be able to kind of run through all of them. But I'd say a good majority of the NFL, whether you're a rookie in New York, in the AFC East with the Buffalo Bills like Sauce Gardner, or whether you are the greatest quarterback, most accomplished quarterback of all time, and Tom Brady, there were many, many tweets and messages that were shared and have been shared over the past 24 hours in regards to DeMar. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chance is here. Chance is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, JR. You know, the Toys for Tots, his foundation, or, you know, what we all donated to it. I know I did. You know, my prayers go with him, and I hope I hope he gets better. You know, that was hard to watch last night. I just don't know where we go from here. I don't want to be that guy that seems insensitive, but you know, these men work their butts off, and I want to know what happens next. Like, what does the league do next? Do they call it a draw? Do they call it a tie? Do they give each team a win? Because these men have worked their butts off, I mean, year round. And I want to know your opinion. What do you think should happen next? Do you think we should push back the season? And I hope I'm not coming off insensitive by asking this, but you know, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, you know, the teams have worked so hard, and that number one seed is very important. And I want to know what you think should happen next.
Well,
do you think
I don't have. I'm being honest with you the same way you're honest with me. I don't know. I'm not all that interested. I do not care. It is something that I am glad I personally don't have to come to a conclusion or have an opinion on. And I get it. I'm here to have an opinion, but I gotta be honest with you. I don't care. That's not me being flippant. I don't think that's me ignoring my job. I think that's me being a human. I don't care. And I'm glad I'm not the one who has to figure out what to do with that game. Now, having said that, I also understand that the NFL is not going to push anything back, that the NFL is not going to, at least for this week, go ahead and reschedule that game. It will not take place. And to be quite honest, I'm sure that the NFL, because this is a multi-billion dollar organization, that they've gone through many permutations as to what they can or can't do. But for me personally, yes, I'm paid to have an opinion on everything that goes on in the world of sports. But when it comes to what they do with the game, I will repeat it again. I do not care. And I love football and can't wait for the playoffs, just like any of you. I can't wait to get through week 18. I was looking forward to seeing the game. I was looking forward to seeing what might happen next week in the wild card and then in the divisional and then in the conference and then the Super Bowl. I can't wait for all of that. But when it comes down to the rescheduling of the game, I'll say it for the fourth time. I do not care. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been mentioned, his GoFundMe. Chance mentioned his GoFundMe. And some of the support that has come in for Damar Hamlin has been amazing. It has been absolutely amazing. I'm going to take more of your calls. I'm going to talk to you about what has taken place with his GoFundMe on the other side of the break. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, one of our callers right before we went to break, and no, it's I don't think it's a matter of being insensitive, it's just me. You know, he asked, you know, what does the NFL do? And he showed respect, and he goes, what does the NFL do next with these games? And you might have heard a part of the response from Marco Belletti a few minutes ago in the news flash, but the NFL actually put out a statement and a release earlier today, a few hours ago. The NFL continues to be in regular contact with the medical team caring for Damar Hamlin and also the Bills and Bengals organizations and the NFL Players Associations. After speaking with both teams and the NFLPA leadership, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell informed the clubs today that the Bills-Bengals game will not be resumed this week. The NFL has made no decision regarding the possible resumption of the game at a later date. the league has not made any changes to the Week 18 regular season schedule. We will continue to provide additional information as it becomes available. So, you know, taking a look at the games and the resumption of the one that took place last night is certainly not at the forefront, at least publicly, for the NFL. And I said, I don't care when they play the game. I don't care if they ever play it. I am just like most people, just hoping to hear some good news for Damar Hamlin. And if you want to find any good news out of the situation, you might have a little bit more hope in humanity. You know, last night we learned about Damar's foundation, the Chasing M's toy drive that he was holding. He initially had a goal of $2,500. That's $2,500 to just get some toys together for the kids in the Pittsburgh area where he is from. And since this unfortunate accident, we've seen people support him. You know, not everybody knows him. Not everybody can go to the hospital. Not everybody can go over and, you know, say a prayer or show some words of encouragement. People are trying to show love and support in their own way. And so this man who had a goal of $2,500 for his toy drive, he is now pushing towards $6 million. I'm looking at the current numbers right now. He is at $5.7 million. His initial goal was $2,500. The family or representatives have updated his GoFundMe. And in light of everything that has taken place, the family says, we can't thank you all enough. Your generosity and compassion mean the world to us. If you would like to show support and contribute to Damar's community initiatives, this is the place to do so. Thank you for your thoughts, prayers, and generous support. The foundation will support toy drives, back-to-school drives, kids camps, and more. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Happy New Year, JR.
To you as well, Dave. What's up?
Man, I feel like I'm about to start crying because I know how he feel, how his mom feel, because my two kids went through a major health crisis themselves. And it hurts me to my heart because usually I'll be talking about this, that, or the other thing about football and all this other stuff. But right now, my heart's not in it right now. Because the thing about it is it hurts me to my core. When you see your son or your daughter playing in whatever sport it may be, and something major like this happens to him, it really hurts me to my heart and to my soul and everything like that, because I've seen it happen to my two kids. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it really hurts. And sometimes it's like you don't know what to do and everything. And then I feel for his mom and everything like that, because me being a parent myself, and what would happen to both your son and your daughter is like, my gosh, how do you deal with the pain? How do you grasp with the pain and everything? But then when you say, hey, look, Lord, you know, you see what's going on here. I know you're there for me and everything like this. Mm-hmm. But I can't bring it. It's like it's so hard to see that, and it's so hard to see what your children went through. I've been loving football since the age of 10, and in all my 50 years of watching football, I've seen what happened to Darryl Stingley and Joe Theismann and this young man. And he's in the prime of his life and everything like this, just like my two kids are right now. And then I see and I feel for his mom and everything like that, because I know what he's feeling and what I've experienced and everything, and they both go hand in hand. Yeah. And I want that man to live. Well, and say, hey, look, I made it. I'm back, you know, and whatever.
It's you know, I think we all have been looking for, you know, the positive news. And, you know, his uncle, Dorian Glenn, spoke about 3 hours ago. And Marco Belletti shared this news in the news flash. He said, Damar, his nephew, is still on a ventilator, but he's improved to 50% oxygen needed being at 100%. And so you know, what that means in the short term, the long term, whatever it may be, I don't know. I don't think anyone knows unless you are the one giving him care. But I think that is a slice, I'd gather, at this point of some positive news. So I appreciate you, you know, sharing your story, Dave. I wish nothing but the best to you as well. And I thank you for hopping
on.
Thank
you, man.
Thank you. Much love, Dave. Thank you for joining from Alabama. Let's go from Alabama and let's go ahead to South Carolina and let's talk to TP. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man, I appreciate you and your team. You guys are awesome. I thought today I've lost family and friends to cardiac emergencies, heart attacks, if you will. And I don't know of a better place, if that's what I want to say, if you're going to have what happened to DeMar than where it happened, other than a hospital. He got immediate care. And I just think that's a great, great blessing for him. You follow what I'm trying to say?
No, absolutely. I can share with you that about, I want to say, maybe 10 years ago, I was introduced to the NFL Physician Society. And I was introduced, and forgive me, I should absolutely know his name because he's one of the highest people up in the New York Giants organization. He's the head doctor of the New York Giants, and he's been there with the Mara family for years. And I was basically given a crash course in the course of a day of how players are treated, how they are taken care of. I was informed of the medical staff that is available to the players, of which there are dozens. On the field, there are always folks on standby. There are medical facilities that are on standby, just in case something like this should happen. And you are 1,000,000% correct. We know that this was a result of the game, and that we know that unfortunately that these risks exist. But he did get excellent care given the circumstance. So I certainly understand UTP. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, JR, one more thing.
Yes.
You know, all the people that watch this and it is affected, I hope that you can go get CPR training anywhere. It's about 30 minutes, and they'll teach you how to do CPR to save someone's life. I work in the grocery store, and we have the defibrillators, but I don't know how to use them. But hopefully, that you know, if this gets people to learn CPR training, I don't know it, but I'm going to learn it. To save somebody's life, it's not on the football field.
Yeah,
you know, and I wish him the best, and you know, God bless him and his family, and I appreciate you, man. I don't get to listen to you, you know how I feel.
No, thank you, TP. I appreciate
you. Yes, sir. God bless.
Thank
yes, sir.
As well. Yeah, no, he certainly brings a good point. It makes you think about you know, what you do and what you don't know. You know, for someone who might be in your own vicinity, that's certainly a reality. You know, we hear about CPR resuscitation classes, and you know, how many times have you gone into a restaurant or a place of business where it is pretty much government mandated, where there is a board or photographs, diagrams on the wall, you know, showing you what to do. But I don't think it is a terrible idea for all of us to maybe spend a little time doing that. No different than you probably have to, you know, take a test to get a driver's license. I think to maybe potentially save somebody's life wouldn't be such a terrible idea as well. I mentioned to you DeMar's uncle, Dorian Glenn, you know, giving an update on his current status, saying that he is now down to, you know, utilizing 50% oxygen as opposed to 100% from the ventilator. And I want you to hear from his uncle, Dorian Glenn, right now. About how grateful he is for all of the support that both he and his nephew and family have received in this time. Take a listen.
A lot of people don't get a chance to see how loved they are while they're alive. So for him to have a situation where he could have been taken away, and he has a chance to come back and see all that love that he got, it's truly an amazing thing. And I can't wait for him to see all the love and support that people have had for him, not just around the area, but around the country and the world. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it has. I mean, these are for the good things that you get, in society when you do see people come in and rally together. Unfortunately, it's around a traumatic experience. Bill is here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, JR, like many other people, I'm praying also for DeMar. But I hope the NFL takes a look at the padding in the area of the chest and the heart so that they can prevent this from happening again to someone else. You know, they've done a lot of work with concussions, both in the rules and the helmet technology. And even NASCAR, when we lost Dale Earnhardt, made significant changes to the cockpit area to prevent that same type of energy. So I'm really hoping the NFL takes a good look at what we can do to prevent this from happening again.
I hear you. Well, thank you, Bill, for calling from Maryland. You know, there has been an evolution in pads. There are quite a few gentlemen I know based out of Maryland and in Virginia. I know, if I'm correct, Brian Billick has been involved as well. X-Tech pads are pads that a lot of players have really started to pick up over the past few years. Now, having said that, I think what we saw and witnessed and experienced last night, what DeMar Hamlin has experienced is a one at infinity, type moment. Who knows if we'll see anything like this happen again in our lifetimes. The only thing similar might have been a more of a heart attack related to a blockage as opposed to a split second hit to the chest, to the heart, which appears to be the situation right now with DeMar Hamlin. And I'm sure, as much of I don't always agree with things that the NFL does, as I don't agree with everything that anyone or any system or any company or any family member or any friend does, I do think and believe that they are interested in the safety and health of their players to a certain degree. We do know that sometimes it's a chew you up, spit you out type of game. We know the NFL is an assembly line. The average years that a player might have a career is maybe only 3 or 4. So we do know, and it is assembly line. But I also know the NFL is not looking to operate in the Stone Age and lose out on the cash. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to continue talking about the charitable donations and also try to share some other encouraging ways we can move on here on CBS Sports Radio.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.